We've all encountered moments when friends or family members attempted to persuade us into actions conflicting with our Christian principles. Remarkably, Padre Pio too faced such dilemmas. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us, by Renzo Allegri. Within its pages, we find a remarkable conversation between Padre Pio and his father, Grazio Mario Forgione. Grazio had a simple request for his son. However, things did not turn out as Grazio had planned. Here's the story. On December 5th, 1928, Mary Pyle, one of Padre Pio's spiritual daughters, returned to San Giovanni Rotondo after a brief visit to Padre Pio's hometown, Pietrelcina. However, her return held a special surprise. She was accompanied by Padre Pio's mother, affectionately called Pepa. Mary Pyle thought it would be a wonderful idea if they could all spend Christmas together. So she invited Pepa to stay at her house. Pepa and Padre Pio hadn't seen each other for 4 years before this visit. You can just imagine the emotions. This here is a photograph of Mary Pyle's house, conveniently located near the convent, so Mama Pepa and Padre Pio could frequently visit each other. A while back, I made a video about Mary Pyle titled Conversion of the Soap King's Daughter, where you can hear the fascinating story about her conversion to Catholicism and her profound connection to Padre Pio. You can find a link in the description below. However, to provide some background information to our story, Mary Pyle was a former Protestant who traveled all across Europe assisting the famous Italian educator Maria Montessori. You have certainly heard that name before. At one point in her life, Mary Pyle relocated to San Giovanni Rotondo to be near Padre Pio. There, she built a house near the convent, dedicating herself to educating the illiterate and providing shelter for the needy. Her house soon became known as the House of Charity, because its doors were always open, welcoming the poor at any hour of the day. It was in this house that Padre Pio's mother, Pepa, died on January 3rd, 1929, shortly after she arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo. Some years later, in 1937, Padre Pio's father, Grazio, decided to move from his hometown of Pietrelcina to San Giovanni Rotondo to be close to his son. Mary Pyle generously opened the doors of her house to Grazio, where he spent the last 9 years of his life. Here's a photograph capturing a moment in Mary Pyle's house, featuring Grazio alongside Mary Pyle herself and his daughter, Graziella Forgione. Throughout his time at Mary Pyle's house, Grazio experienced nothing but kind treatment from everyone around him. He never lacked anything. He took joy in witnessing the widespread respect his son received from people of all walks of life. However, at one point, Grazio started to feel homesick. He felt a strong desire to visit his hometown of Pietrelcina, but he had no money for the bus ticket. So he wondered if he could personally benefit from the large amount of donations his son was receiving. Little did he know that he was about to receive a cold shower. "Franci," said Grazio, that's what he called Padre Pio, "I want to spend some time in Pietrelcina, but I don't have money for the trip. Give it to me." Padre Pio's response echoed with unexpected honesty and simplicity. "Dad, I also don't have money." Grazio couldn't believe his ears. How could his son, who received countless donations, claim to have no money? How is it possible that you don't have it? Asked Grazio. People come here and give you money until they have no more to give. Padre Pio, unwavering in his principles, clarified, That's true, Dad, but that money is not mine. If you want to leave, find the money for the trip. If you can't, stay here. However, Grazio couldn't understand how his son could refuse to give him a little money for the trip. So, in a moment of frustration, Grazio decided to remind Padre Pio of the sacrifices he made to bring him where he is now. Look at what a son, said Grazio. I traveled twice to America, earned something to put him through school, and he tells me he doesn't have the money for me to go to Pretolcina. However, Padre Pio remained unmoved by his father's persuasions. End of story. As I reflect on this story, I can't help but marvel at the profound depth of character exhibited by Padre Pio. His refusal to provide a mere bus ticket for his father, using money that wasn't rightfully his, speaks volumes about his commitment to his religious vows. Now, if you think Padre Pio took it too far, may I remind you that Franciscans take vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. So any money received by a religious belongs to the order, not to the individual. Padre Pio's actions serve as a powerful reminder, urging us to stay true to our Christian principles, even when faced with difficult decisions. I hope that both you and I draw inspiration from this story, allowing it to guide us in doing the right thing when the opportunity presents itself. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.